Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It's National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Eat your veggies! Because you're all going to eat your vegetables.
Eat lots of veggies.
Eat your vegetables.
What kind?
What kind of what?
Vegetable.
Well, you know,
a zucchini.
Olives.
An eggplant.
Cucumbers.
You know, cucumbers are just brineless pickles.
Lettuce, tomatoes, yeah.
A tomato.
It's a fruit.
Yes, close enough.
Happy National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
That's what day it is today.
Yay.
Eat your vegetables today.
Yay.
Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,900, and is it 9 or 10?
No, it's 10 today.
10 today.
Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah.
If you're keeping track, it is Wednesday morning. It is about 6:08.
It sure is, Mike.
And for those vegetable snobs, you know, I used to get a lot of grief. Oh, you don't like vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like zucchini. You don't like spinach. You don't like this. I said, why does everybody say that? I like vegetables. I like beans. I like corn. I like beets.
Okay.
Every once in a while, zucchini.
Do you eat them regularly?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. All right.
So when people say, oh, well, you're very picky then.
Right.
I'm just like everybody else. There's some things of that I like.
Yeah.
There's some things of that I don't like.
I think there's a vegetable I don't like. I'm not a big Brussels sprouts person.
And I think
Brussels
that's international.
Sprouts and okra.
Yeah.
Everything else, I could. I'm thinking actually very seriously of becoming a vegetarian. Just
are you really?
I really am.
Wow!
Because of what's happened with meat, just the horror stories I'm hearing about it and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it would be easy. It would be easy to be a vegetarian
for you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what? I think I could give it a shot, but I wouldn't last.
Yeah. No.
Maybe a day or two.
Yeah. I don't because I do love vegetables, man. I could eat spinach all day long.
Do become a vegetarian, please let me know.
Okay. Why?
Well, I'll just be careful of what I eat around you.
It's,
and stuff.
You know, you deal with it.
Is that what you do?
You deal with it. Yes. Yeah. Might have to go pescatarian because I do like fish.
Oh.
I like the fish. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't eat.
As you get older, you're...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. As I get older, yeah. No, I always like fish. Always like fish.
Okay.
They said fish was brain food, so I liked it when I was a kid. I didn't do much.
Clearly.
But yeah, I know.
I ate more vegetables than I ate fish.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we end up here.
Our listeners are all going, okay, already.
Yeah.
They're just...
This is the way we start. Sunshine today and warm. High in the low to mid 90s. Mid to upper 90s tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. Going to be a nice weekend, in fact, as we look forward to that.
Good.
79 now, and Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is kind of cool. NBC is producing a new episode of 30 Rock. It's been off the air for a few years. It's to hype the announcement of their fall schedule. I don't know what kind of fall schedule, TV has at this point, but special will be an hour long. It'll air next month. People very excited about a few things that are on the horizon. So we'll see what all of them are. Christopher Maloney, of course, returning to... He's going to be in another Law & Order spinoff, so I don't know what this one is. You know, there's Law & Order SVU. I think, is that the only one left now? I think that's
maybe.
It, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, and they had law, what was it, criminal intent or something, and they had something else. They've had a few of them, so Law & Order, Poopy Town, I don't know. They got a lot of them, so.
It's like organized crime.
Yeah, is that, is it?
Yeah, oh, it's
that,
Law
okay.
& Order organized
that'd be cool.
crime.
Okay, that'd be cool. The WWE suspended tapings yesterday after one of its wrestlers tested positive for the virus. But, Mike, I'm sure you saw this, there will be sports. Nathan's hot dog eating contest will go on. No fans, but they'll be doing that. Seriously, if you want to just see someone shoveling hot dogs in their face in an empty room, why don't you look in a mirror, people? Because we're all doing it. Last 3 months, we've all been doing our own hot dog eating contest.
And are the contestants going to be 6 feet apart?
They're
going
to have
social
to be.
Distancing and stuff
even,
like that. So.
Even with that, isn't it kind of gross to be next to a guy who's shoveling wet buns and hot dogs into his mouth? Ew.
Yes.
Gwen Stefani returning for season 19 of The Voice. The show will return in the fall. Nick Jonas stepping down as a judge. A lot of people liked him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He is going, but they swap out all the time. And a big happy birthday to the one, the only Barry Manilow.
Really?
Yeah. 77 years old today. Aww. So he's old enough to enjoy his own music, I guess, now.
there he is playing.
Yeah, that's him right there. Listen, I'm telling you, we've talked about it before. That's a show you have got to see.
Yeah.
It really is a show that you've got to see. He's fantastic. Mike, I know. I think you got lucky. Did you get lucky taking somebody to...
Twice. I've seen the show twice.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you've always said you want to bring a date. That's the show to go see.
If you could find one.
That is my take for now. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Carla, you had mentioned Barry Manilow, 77 today.
Yeah.
And Barry has been playing Las Vegas for a long time.
Sure has.
It's been a while since we've had him on the show. But the last time we had him on the show, we were talking about, you know, those women that just love him. His fan, they're called Fanilows.
Fanilows, yes.
Fanilows. And here's what he said. And you and I had gone to see the show.
Yes, yes.
So this was like a couple of days afterwards.
The people love you, but the most amazing thing, Barry, is when I was walking out, there were some ladies behind us, and we were talking about the show, and they said, is this your first time to see Barry? I said, yes. What about you? And she goes, my 123rd.
Oh, my.
And I said, are you one of those Fanilows? And she goes, yes. I mean, that has to blow you away that these people are so dedicated to you. They don't just see you two or three times.
Yeah.
No, without those people, I would not be here. These people have been on my side from the very, very beginning. It's been, you know, it's been a long ride and a very great ride, but it's all because of those people. They have been on my side for years.
Barry, do you see some of them in the audience and say, hey, Marlene, how you doing? Hey, Sarah.
You know, I know you're kidding around, but I do recognize a lot of them.
It's just the most amazing thing, and you have to love it because they love you so much.
Yeah, I know, isn't it something? They only really knew what a I am.
What a great sport.
Oh, he was great. Same age as Mick Jagger.
Can you believe it?
Paul McCartney.
And like you had said, I love the show. He plays all the hits.
Oh, man, he's a blast.
All the commercial jingles he had written.
Yes.
It's just one hit
so
after another. But yeah, you're right. A fun show. All right. Happy birthday, Barry.
Yes. Yay.
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. In fact, you can text us at that number. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Carla's thinking about buying an electric bike.
Yeah.
Getting out on the open road.
Well, I have a bike. I have a regular bike.
That's what I thought.
I do. No, it's great, but I don't know. I'd like to have the electric bike because I got to be honest, for a longer ride, and then if there's wind, I'd rather just kind of plow through the wind.
You don't want to pedal.
You know? No, not when it's real windy.
Just put your feet on
the other day. The other day I did. Yes, that's right. The other day I did a pretty long ride, and it was windy. It was like, this is ridiculous because I'm coming back home uphill, you know?
Yeah.
I got to try to. There's no way you can do it without there being an uphill at some point, you know?
It's a lot of people are saying that bikes are hard to find now because during the quarantine period, a lot of people were buying them.
Right.
To get out.
Yeah.
To have something to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know how easy it might be to find an electric bike to your liking.
I know. I'm still looking. They are hard. They're hard to get. I mean, you find them, but it's like, what, available in September?
Right.
What?
I'd look for a used one because all these people, once they start going back to work, aren't going to use the ones they have anymore.
Well, that might be the way to go.
Yeah,
but then I got to go with the Craigslist people, and they're icky. I don't want to do that.
You know what? The question should be, what is that one thing you've been looking for? That it's been hard to find.
Yeah.
Because of, I mean, beyond the obvious.
Well, right.
Toilet paper and wipes and all that other stuff.
Yeah, is there something you're still, I even looked a while ago, Wendy Rush, Middays, decided to build a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's had nothing but problems with it. It's leaking all over the place. Because I said, well, get one on Amazon. You can't. And I thought, well, sure, you can't. It's almost impossible to get a backyard pool on Amazon.
And I've ordered just regular things from Amazon, but because of the COVID-19 shipping restrictions, it takes weeks and weeks for things to arrive.
Yeah. I guess you can find stuff. It's just getting it.
Exactly. Yep.
What have you been waiting for forever?
Yes. You still haven't found what you're looking for.
That would be the question.
Yes.
How long have you been waiting for that one item to get to you that you ordered months ago?
Morty, you ordered a chair.
Yeah, I needed a new computer chair for my studio.
Yeah.
And ordered it probably the week after I started working from home, thinking that I would get it in 7 days, perfect.
Right.
I just got shipping yesterday. That it's going to be here tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's coming from the Republic of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, okay. How long have you been waiting for something that you've ordered that you thought you'd have in that, 7 to 10 business days?
Yes, yeah. Yeah. One of our listeners has been waiting for a battery. Morty, you can sympathize for their computer now for about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little ticked off. Somebody else has been waiting for a new laptop. Oh, my God. Since this all started in March 16th, I had to look it up that I ordered it. Still have not gotten it. This is funny. And granted, I get it. Maybe not now, though. When we went into isolation in mid-March, I ordered some specific masks. I get that they were taking a while. I still haven't gotten them, but every day Amazon says, running a little late, should be there tomorrow.
Because that makes
should
you feel
be
better.
Should be there tomorrow. Yes, exactly. So that's what we're 3 months now. And she says they were just cloth masks that she liked. And
right.
Still has not gotten them. Carly, you're right about the pool. I ordered a pool about 2.5 months ago. Still have not gotten a backyard pool for my 5-year-old daughter and I to just sit in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is crazy.
It's
going to
be tough finding a bike. Hold on.
Oh,
Frankie's
please.
On the phone. Frankie, what's up?
A bicycle. And I've got some information from Carla because I just spoke with Frank yesterday at Bike World.
Really?
Rainbow. And I've been looking for a bike for 2 months. Amazon.
Yes.
Everything you could ever think of on websites. No bikes to be found.
So did you go to Bike World?
I've been in there 3 times. And the last time I was in there 2 weeks ago, the bikes are in the U.S. They're at a port. They don't know when they're going to get the shipment.
Oh, my God.
But they are in the U.S., Carla. They are in the U.S.
Oh, my God. Which is odd because it's called Bike World. World, why do they not have bikes?
Go figure.
Well, they're everywhere in the world except where they're supposed to be delivered to.
Oh, man.
Where you want it. So I've got a number I can give you off air.
Okay.
It's a Connect. He's great. I was in there yesterday. He's going to find me a bike. He may have one for me, but he will find me a bike. He will do the same for you.
Okay. That's awesome.
Isn't that good?
Love
there
it.
There you go.
I love it.
McGee's.
Fine by me. Yeah, I'll have to check over
Ford
there.
Ford Apache and Durango.
Yeah.
They are loaded up, so you might want to check over there as well. But yeah, kids' bikes are rare now.
Please. Yeah.
So,
yes.
Good luck. I told you, my friend Jeff, who has one, just bought one for his wife. Carla's been on the phone with Jeff, and they've been shopping online together.
Yes, I have.
About this one particular bike, and he's saying you can spend almost $2,000-$3,000
easily
for this certain kind of bike.
Yeah.
And Jeff, what were you saying?
Yeah, and then like I say, just because bang for the buck wise, I mean dollar wise, it's a great deal. Just because you can easily spend 2-3 times more than that for something that's very comparable.
That is cool. Okay. The Mini is a folding.
Yeah, the folds, right. So, I mean, especially for people that don't necessarily have a truck or
what?
Have a bike carrier.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Jeff, you're awesome.
All right. Well, you know what? When we get it, we'll let you know so you can come take a first spin.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man, very much.
All right.
Yeah, the bike you were looking at, like $1,500.
Yeah, rad power bike. It's cool. And they're a little, they have some short, because I have short legs. I need a little frame. And they're kind of hard to find unless you get a kid's bike and then they're really little. And I don't want a kid's bike because I'm afraid it'll come with training wheels and they're
on your electrical bike.
Hold on.
Morty, she's going to get it, then come in one morning with the helmet, the pads, and the, you know, the leather shorts.
I'm scared you're going to do that and then I'm going to want to get one.
Oh, boy.
And then we'll have our e-bike gang.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Head out to the Pioneer. You know, put it in the Pioneer Saloon bike rack.
You darn right. We'll get like satin jackets made and everything.
And then we'll have somebody following behind in an actual car with backup batteries
and extra wheels and stuff like that.
Coming on the air to bring you a
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Trying to see if they had trikes also. The three way.
With the basket.
Well, safer. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Oh, listen to this. All sorts of things we've figured out how to do in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers placing Cheerios, just tons of them, in blenders, blending them up to make sand for their kids to play in. Just
what?
Filling up, yeah, like a box with sand so they can play in the sand, because a lot of them can't go to the beach. They're not near a beach. And you can eat it. If you eat that, you know, it's okay. But you need a lot of Cheerios to
That's
do
That's pretty
that.
Rich.
It is. I know.
That's smart.
It's really smart. It really is.
But. How economical is it? Because
yeah,
you have a lot of boxes of Cheerios
right.
to fill up a sandbox.
You got to buy a lot of Cheerios. Yeah, and good luck. I don't know if you can get those on Amazon. See if they're available, Marty.
And then, of course, when it gets real hot, just pour in some milk, and there you go.
You're good to go.
Swimming in cereal.
Yes. Oh, man, listen. A new study shows young men, we're talking, like, again, millennials, Gen Z, a lot less sex. They're just not having the sex these days.
They don't care.
So, no.
We don't.
And it's hard to, yeah, and it's hard to date, you know. So,
right.
yeah, younger guys. And Madonna's not touring, so that's cutting into it with the young guys. She does like the young guys. And Marty, just for you, I had to mention this story. Buffalo Wild Wings created, it's called a moist tie-let for Father's Day. It's a wet nap, like necktie.
Yeah.
$25 and it's white. It's got the B-dub logo on it. Comes
right.
with a chicken bone tie clip.
Wow.
So, which is kind of fancy.
Yeah,
so you can eat and just wipe as you go. So, I don't know if they're still available, but this
sold
sounds
out.
Fancy. Are they really?
They're sold out.
You left.
Man. Get it on back order.
Yeah, right.
Get it on back order.
I've been waiting six weeks for it.
Man, the moist tie-let. They are very clever. I like it. It is Wednesday, A Few Things You Should Know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
The other day, we were all talking off the air about, you know, since this quarantine thing happened, and there are a lot of people all of a sudden starting to live together.
Oh,
your kids are coming back.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation might be.
Couldn't afford the rent because so many people were out of work.
Right.
You know, it's sad.
So here was the question. If your kids are back living with you,
mm-hmm.
how old are they before you don't have a curfew anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Because we have my stepdaughter living
right.
with us.
Right.
And you know, she works, she found a job, and she's doing fine, and I don't have a problem with it. But we had said one time, if you're not going to come home, text us.
Yeah.
Let us know that you're not coming home.
Well, yeah.
You're going to stay somewhere else or whatever.
Sure, just in case.
And she kind of gave us a look, and she goes, I'm 31 years old.
Yeah, well.
And it doesn't matter. I said, we just don't want people coming in and out of the house
right.
at all hours of the night, especially waking up early as we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a funny thing. I moved back in with my parents for a very short while. It was like a month because I was moving somewhere else.
Did you have a curfew?
And, my mom made it very clear. And I was like 26, maybe, 25,
right.
26. And, it was like, listen, and again, I mean, you know, the old saying, our house, our rules.
Right.
Like, oh, for the, and you do think, it's like, I am an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they wake up and you're nowhere to be found. It's like, well, is she in a ditch somewhere?
That was the other thing.
You know, did somebody have her for breakfast? What happened?
That's what we told her, and she kind of laughed. And I said, it's not funny.
Yeah. Especially now, it's so easy. Back then, you know, what? Nobody's going to find me for years.
My daughter Nicole lived with us for a while.
Right.
Same thing. I said, either be home by midnight. Or don't come home.
Or let us know. Let us know.
And she looked at me like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Dad, I'm 26, 27, whatever the case.
Right. I mean, I'll bet there are parents out there. They don't care. You know, you're
But on
an
the
adult.
Flip side, do you set a curfew for your kids, no matter what the age? Because it's your house, like you said, your parents said.
Yeah.
Our rules.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back.
Sampling the best.
to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, with things as they are now, and a lot of parents have, you know, the kids have moved back in because of what's been going on over the last couple of months or so, and that's fine. That's what parents normally do, and it's good to have a place to go if you're a kid. Hey, my family's still around. I can depend on them. Right. But when you live with your parents, as a parent, does it matter what age you set the curfew at? Do you still have a curfew for those kids?
Right.
No matter what age they are.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I say yes.
Yes, right.
You have to tell them you need to be home by this time, or right, at least text or call, or don't come home.
Yeah. One of our listeners said just that, a courtesy call to prevent the worry. Not so much as a curfew, just out of respect for the people that you're living with to reduce stress. Now, Dalton said son moved in at 40, came out from Colorado for work, gave him a 60-day pass. He had to find his own place by then. And, you know, just not out all hours, no excess drinking, no drugs. None of that. So you're still giving rules to your kids. 40 years old. Now, I just want to share with you, Russ, one of our listeners, he said, listen, my stepson is 39 years old and moved in a year and a half ago. Stay out. Go away. No curfew.
We don't care. Just go.
I'm sure there is that side of things. I don't care. Right. I just don't care.
Ray J, what about you?
Absolutely, man. In this day and age, you cannot. Look, we're raising our grandkids because their mom just lost her mind, and you have to know where these kids are these days. Don't matter how old they are. It don't matter if they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s. If they aren't able to stay by themselves, don't put the parents through the worry of waking up 3 o'clock in the morning and you're not there. Just a simple text. Hey, I'm going to be late. Hey, I'm going out with some friends. Just as long as you
know. Or I'm going to stay overnight with a friend.
Right. Ray J, I do have to wonder, say you're, you know, 50, 55-year-old kids move in with your 75, 80-year-old parents. Yeah. Are those parents really going to care? Yeah, why'd you wake me up?
I think the loser factor's already built in there.
Ray J, have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Just a couple of more texts dealing with the topic.
Yeah.
Do you set the curfew on the kids no matter what age?
Right. John said, my 26-year-old daughter lives with me and lets me know what's up in just a quick text, and that's all I ask.
Yeah.
You know, just out of respect. Now, Shauna said, as long as my son is respectful enough to be quiet when he comes or goes, I'm fine with him doing whatever he wants. And he can't complain about the noise I make in the morning when I get up. If he's coming home late, too bad. But he doesn't. She said he's literally slept through a tornado. So me washing dishes or making coffee doesn't seem to wake him up.
Uh-huh. That's good. I like that.
Oh, my gosh. That is good. And a lot of people are saying, again, not even after a certain age. Now, somebody said if they do move back home after 30, I don't know that a curfew is necessary. But, yes, a courtesy check-in, text, call, even a note, hey, this is where I'm going.
Right.
You know, something like that.
I think Bethany would agree. She's on the phone.
I think that it's just out of respect that you need to let people know that you're living with, that they where they are.
Right.
You know, I was respectful when I was even 25, and I would let my mom know that I wasn't coming home. And it was out of respect. It wasn't out of response. You know, it wasn't out of because she demanded I do it.
Listen, I told my kids a long time ago, we have to talk or communicate at least once a day. And they looked at me like, are you serious? I said, both Nicole and Kelly, I told him, I said, I'm not with you 24-7.
Right.
I just want to know you're okay.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk, but just give me a text like good morning or how's your day going. And to this day, and they are in their mid to late 30s now, we still do it.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's respectful.
I know too, like your stepdaughter is just starting to date again.
Right.
And if, you know, especially if she were to go out and, you know, you didn't hear something at a reasonable
time. God forbid,
time.
The cops come to the door.
Yeah.
And, well, who did she go out with? I don't know.
I don't know.
Where did they go? I don't know.
Yes.
How long has she been seeing the guy? I don't know.
Right.
Well, what kind of parent are you?
Yeah.
I've got a child who has a car, and she goes out and she drives, and she has a boyfriend. And when she comes home, I just say to her, just stick your head in. Just let me know that you're here.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's security for a mom and a dad. And yeah. they don't understand it yet, probably, because they don't have kids. And they don't understand that no matter how old they are.
You're always the parent. Worried. I used to have to do that. And when I did that, and seriously, I would poke my head in. Hi, Mom and Dad. I'm home. Were you drinking? Yep. You were drinking. It's like,
if I knew you were going to ask that, I wouldn't have poked my head in.
Absolutely.
Bethany, have a great day.
You as well. Thank you so much for what you do to our community.
We do a lot to our community.
Yes.
By the way, we told Sarah, no boys in the room either.
No boys.
No little boys in the room. Knock it off. It's not college.
About girls.
Go-Go's. We got the B. We have another graduating senior salute.
Ah, very cool.
So cue the pomp and circumstance. I guess this kid played college football.
Nice. Carla.
Alvin Kenworthy graduated from the University of North Texas in May with graduation canceled, his pro day canceled. Oh. It has been a difficult time for him. The family, we're so proud of him for his accomplishments, his goal of going to college on a full scholarship. Now, he wants to play at the next level, but with everything closing down, he's going to have to wait. But his family wanted to make sure he knew they were proud of him. Congratulations, Alvin, on a job well done at UNT.
That is awesome.
And
good
it says,
him.
Hashtag Go Mean Green 2020.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good
so
for
good
you,
job.
Man. That is great.
Alvin Kenworthy. You know, not only high school graduates, but the college graduates. We're shouting out.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
So if you would like us to salute your graduating senior, all the information on our website at 96.3kklz.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
We're talking about it before. Dating Rebel Wilson says that she's online dating. She said she's seen Ben Affleck on the Raya dating app. She's seen Channing Tatum. She said, but he hasn't come up on her feed yet. So she said, I just keep swiping for that one.
Uh-huh.
I would too, Rebel. She said, the problem is right now, you can't meet anybody because a lot of them are you know, out of state. And you can't go out of state. Some states still have the borders closed, you know, so you can't just travel like you would have otherwise to go meet someone. See, even in the Hollywood land, it's hard to do, Mike. Bill and Ted, Morty, Bill and Ted Face the Music, been moved up a week, going to open on August 14th. So there you go. I don't know. I'm still, I don't know.
I'm
a little nervous about this.
I am too. I think sometimes with movies like that, maybe start it out and then use flashbacks. How about that from the original? Maybe do something like that.
Like we had talked about, when you heard the trailer or even see the trailer, it's like they're forcing it a little bit.
Yeah, they're grown up now and
we'll see.
I know. And Lady Antebellum. I mentioned yesterday that they probably won't get to change their name to Lady A. Well, lo and behold, they don't have to give up Lady A. They reached an agreement. Yep.
See, everybody can get along.
Well, they can. Anita White reached an agreement. I think that means money. She's the Seattle blues singer who's performed as Lady A for over 20 years. You give up a name like that, it better be worth it. That's all I'm saying. Because Lady A, that's kind of cool. You've had it that long.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, if somebody wanted to buy my name, you know, after
how much
this
would
long,
it cost?
Well, it would take a few million. It would.
Really?
I won't just give it up that easily.
Carla Rae.
Yeah. And then I would just change the spelling and do it with a K instead of a C.
And then an RH.
Yes, that's right. There you go.
Okay, instead of
and then
the...
I'm going to use, yeah, no, it's not the same name.
Yeah.
Though, so
I'm willing to bet Anita White album releases worldwide on the same label as now the new Lady A. And the album's going to be called Lady A.
They worked something out, I think, where it's more than just,
Okay.
Okay, you can use it. Okay, thanks. Bye. there you go. Okay, sure. Do another drinking and drunk dialing song now, Lady A. Oh, that is my take for now. You know what? You want to keep up with us over the weekend or any time, 96.3kkld.com.
All week long, giving away that DVD, that Blu-ray of The Hunt from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. And we have another one to give away. Being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazuki Oki Wednesday.
We'll do that here in a couple of minutes.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all week long, we've been giving away these DVDs, these Blu-rays for The Hunt, a new movie that you can add to your DVD collection. It's been out, but now you have your own special Blu-ray DVD, so you can watch it in the privacy of your very own home. From Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, and being Wednesday, oh, it's back. It's another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. There was
a little refrain twice.
We're gonna have to talk to the engineer.
Yeah, guys, come on.
In our editing. Boy, Morty. Made it sound bad. I'll fix that, but you get the idea.
Yeah, okay? There you go.
I don't know if there's really anything I could do.
Well, you know what? There have been cutbacks. So.
I'm glad I could have returned to take blame for that.
Don't worry, Maury. There's a lot of stuff you were taking blame for when we weren't here.
Yeah. All right. Here it is again. And to give you an idea, this basically encapsulates everything that we've been talking about on the show with Father's Day right around the corner. Here it is. Let's hear what I did now. I don't know. That's an edit without even listening.
That was good.
That's the key.
You are good. I don't know if people know what you do over there. I really don't. Man alive.
I had even my legs crossed. That was the right part. So,
And I peed a little.
You did.
Thank you for crossing your legs. Jeez. Thank you.
I'm wearing pants, so it won't get on me. All you have to do is identify by title that song we're playing on our kazoos. Now, the phone lines are on hold, so don't get frustrated. But after we get through news, traffic, or news and weather, then we'll look for a winner. Okay. Caller number 9 with the correct title. So good luck. Giving you a chance to win that DVD, The Hunt, with another segment of Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. We got Ann on the phone. Ann, can you identify that song we're playing on our kazoos by title?
Absolutely. Papa Don't Preach.
Yes!
Good job, Ann. Yes.
Time for Father's Day.
You got the DVD, The Hunt, from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. And courtesy of the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A couple of weird stories. Guy pulled a knife on a hotel clerk in Nebraska over the weekend. Then threw a can of White Claw at the cops when they tried to arrest him. But he missed, and they arrested him, and he's in jail now, so.
Okay, well,
White Claw's the big thing. That John drinks that, right?
Yeah, I drink it as well.
Do you?
Large, truly. Okay. Yeah.
Morty, you'll like this. Doritos has been selling pickled flavored chips for a long time in other countries.
Okay.
Now you can buy them in the U.S. Dollar General and Circle K stores. But they'll be on sale for a limited time.
Okay.
Is that what you want to taste? Chips that taste like pickles?
That I wouldn't mind. I like pickles. I like pickles a lot.
Do you really?
I love pickles. Yeah, I can just eat pickles right out of the jar.
Carlo even goes next door and gets me a pickle every once in a while.
Yeah, Jimmy John's. Oh, love their pickles.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
I don't even know who I'm working with anymore.
You don't like pickles?
No.
I'm so surprised.
I've never. I'll go to White Castle every once in a while. And I'll tell them, take the pickle off.
Oh, that's the best part. Mm. Take the meat off. Because that's not me. I'm sorry, Mr. Castle. That's not meat. I just want a pickle sandwich. That's too funny. That's why we get along right there.
Oh, I see.
I'm the pickles, okay. And you're the meat right there.
Wow. Next time I ask Morty, where's Carla? On a pickle run.
On a pickle run, that's right.
Okay.
So good.
Anybody just tuning in and just heard me say, I'm the pickle, you're the meat, there's more to that. Yep. So, okay.
And believe it or not, we're number one. Seriously, we are number one.
Yes, that's right. The pickle and the meat. Listen, woman from Mexico, this happens a lot.
Pickle and meat pickle. In the morning.
Oh, we should do that. That's good imaging. Yeah. I like that. Larry!
That's today's T-shirt.
That's right. We want to do the other news now.
She's the pickle and I'm the meat.
I love it. Listen, in Mexico, we hear about this a lot.
Yes.
A woman faked her own abduction and demanded $1,100 ransom from her mother. She pulled the stunt with her husband so they could pay off their debt.
Uh-huh.
Good for the... If that's all it took to pay off their debt, that is great.
Right.
Now, her mom paid a portion of the ransom. Then she filed a missing persons report when she couldn't come up with the remainder of the $1,100. Uh-huh. Authorities found Martha and her husband, and they were arrested. $1,100? Are you not worth more than that, Martha? Oh, my gosh. Go big. Go big, honey. And Mike in Nebraska, Justin Morris, was arrested. They found him passed on the front lawn of a home. He was lying next to a flat-screen TV and had a package of bacon in his pants.
Morty.
Oh, yeah.
Sadly.
How many times have I dated that guy? Wow. Woman called the police to report that the TV and bacon had been taken from her home.
I don't know about the guy.
Yeah.
That's mine.
I know.
The more sad part of the story. She found her bacon missing.
Yes, I know. What else is gone? Well, the TV and the... Oh, well, they got the bacon. They got the bacon. Are you kidding me? They made off with the bacon. Oh, my God. He was charged with burglary, and he was taken to jail.
Hey, Sarge, we found the bacon.
Leave it there, dude. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day on a positive note. This is such a great story. I know we have a lot of listeners from Buffalo, New York. Well, a high school senior, he was just upset to see all the damage caused by the protests in his hometown. So he literally went out about 2 a.m., continued cleaning. He just wanted to clean it up so people could get to work the next morning. Mm-hmm. 10 hours he was out there cleaning. Cleaning crew came by later that day, and it was all cleared away. What the heck happened? Well, they found him. They did a story on the local news there, and a resident saw this, and he said, well, you know, I want to do something. So he gave him his red Mustang convertible.
What?
It was, it's a 2004 Mustang convertible that he was thinking about selling, but he just couldn't sell it. He was really reluctant to get rid of it. So he gave it to this guy. Antonio is his name. Antonio Gwynn Jr. gave it to him. Meant a lot to Antonio because his mom passed away in 2018. She drove a red Mustang convertible as well. So it just, what a great story. He said, I didn't want people jammed up trying to get to work. Mm-hmm. And it just looked, you know, I just wanted to do something. 10 freaking hours this kid cleaned.
See, you do something nice for no reason.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, in this case sooner, you can get your reward.
That's what
that
you
good,
call
karma.
Good karma. That's right. See?
Meat Thank you, pickle. Pickle.
You're welcome, meat.
Might not want to shout that out in the hallways.
No, I know. That's true.
Okay. Any good story you have, we want to hear it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Better yet, you got one locally. Dial it in, 739-9636, 702-739-9636. Give us your version of your feel-good story. 939, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. The hits of the 80s and more, commercial-free. Wendy Rush going to be with you all throughout the midday. Wrapping up the show, we covered just about everything there is to cover.
Yep.
What are you waiting for still?
Yeah.
You ordered it.
Jeez.
And it's still in the delivery stage.
Poor Morty's chair.
Yeah. Talked about curfews. Just as a respect, you would just tell your parents, hey, I'm okay, but I'm not coming home.
No, I'm staying out all night, Mom and Dad.
And I think we found an electric bike for Carla.
I think we did, too.
With the helmet on and the flashy pants and everything else.
Though I do want to give Jeff and Tiff's a little roll, kind of break it in a little bit, you know, when they go, oh, girl down.
Should be a lot of fun to watch this weekend. All right, you do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. Try that, all right? We're back tomorrow morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.